Hey guys, it's the Drunken Psalm here, and you're listening to The Drunken Hour. It is a late night, Tuesday night, the drunkest hour. And I just want to talk about more of the closures and openings. My last one was about California opening, and things got real open. Things were looking good, and it was really nice. I even went to Napa. At one point, I know a lot of people that went to Sonoma County and Napa, in Santa Clara County here, things remained closed, but everything else is opening up. It was great. And so now we're closing back down again, sort of. And so I want to talk about that. I'm actually sipping on a cuvée blend, a Bordeaux cuvée blend from J. Lore. It is a fantastic 2010 Palm. It's named after Pomerol. It's a Merlot heavy blend. I couldn't tell you what the percentages are off the top of my head right now, but it's fantastic and I'm loving it. But so anyways, you know, Napa and Sonoma got very open. They started with outdoor dining. And most of them required food and wine together. But after a short period of time, it turned out to just be just wine. I mean, you could, some of them were still doing food and wine, but those that didn't have the license were just doing wine tasting all outdoor. And then after a couple weeks, it changed to indoor. And so up in Napa and Sonoma counties, because the number of cases was so low, they were allowed to do both indoor and outdoor wine tasting, as well as dining. Some of the restaurants had opened indoor dining. Of course, there was distancing and was more spread out. It was definitely not the way that it was before. But you could go to restaurants and places and go indoor to dine, wine taste indoor and outdoor. And in both Sonoma and Napa County. Now, I didn't get to visit too much of that until recently. I was on my way to Clear Lake, which is in Lake County, which is much more open than a lot of other counties. And on the way up, I stopped in Napa, ate at Goose and Gander, which is one of my favorite places up there. It's in St. Helena. It's right off the downtown strip of St. Helena. Great place, amazing food, amazing cocktails. The ambiance is awesome. Highly recommend it. And as of right now, they have full-blown service outdoor, not indoor, but outdoor service with food, drinks, and just a great outdoor setting. It's a great place. So just before you go through downtown St. Helena, you make a hard left, and there's Goose and Gander right there. You can't miss it. Goose and Gander. It's an amazing place. Go check it out. But when I went, they hadn't been doing their full service yet. But I also – so we ate there on my way to Clear Lake, but also we went and did some wine tasting at Hall Wines. Hall is part of the Hall Family Wines with Walt Wines and Baca Wines. Hall is known for cabs, Walt for Pinot Noir and some Chardonnay, and then Baca for their Zinfandel, named after Catherine Baca Hall. And they're just conglomerates at this point with the wine industry, which is great for them. Amazing wines, all three levels. The Cabernet, the Pinot Noir, Chardonnay, and the Zinfandel are all fantastic. But I did a wine tasting at Hall Wines. Amazing. And it was fun. And so, starting to get back to normal. But however, you know, cases are skyrocketing across the country, and in particular here in California. Regardless of your standpoint, you know, the government decided to start shutting things down again. And so Indoor activities are closed. This goes for salons, and gyms, indoor dining, bars, all that. However, outdoor services are still available. So you can still go and wine taste outdoors. Napa and Sonoma County, I know for a fact, are still doing this. I'm pretty sure Lodi is still doing this. And that's all I do know in terms of outdoor service. But here's the crazy thing. Here in Santa Clara County, the strictest county in the state of California thus far, has actually been allowed to start doing things that others haven't been able to, or normally we haven't been able to until recently. So we've been doing outdoor dining for a while. We have not been allowed to do indoor dining. And as other places are starting to close, Santa Clara County is actually opening more. In Morgan Hill and Gilroy, there are some wineries that are opening up and doing wine tasting this weekend. There have been a few that have been doing it already, but it's been very specialized. Wine club members at certain wineries have been able to go and partake in small tastings out on the property. So for example, if a winery has a large property and wine club members are going to pick up a shipment, they can actually sit out on a table in the middle of a grassy area with nobody else around, open a bottle of wine or two, and have their wine. So if you have like a group of like four or five people, you can do that. Very, very few and far between. And it's been like that for, I don't know, like a month. But all of a sudden, because Santa Clara County has kept the numbers low, and we've been doing very, very good here in terms of monitoring the way things are going, even though some things are shutting down, like gym, salons, and malls, other things are being allowed to open. So we're still allowed to do outdoor dining, and wineries are allowed to do outdoor wine tasting if, you know, that's an option for them. The winery that I work at does not have outdoor options, but and so we're remaining closed for now. We'll be doing virtual tastings, but throughout the rest of Santa Clara County, if there is an outdoor area that is permitted for wine tasting, you will be allowed to do that. And so Santa Clara County, Gilroy, Morgan Hill, San Martin, Milpitas, Cupertino, Saratoga, Los Gatos, those will all be allowed to do it as long as, you know, it's permissible, of course. There are places in downtown Los Gatos, so Left Bend Winery down in downtown Los Gatos, they will be doing an outdoor tasting setup very soon here. Downtown Saratoga, I'm not 100% on, but there are a number of wineries. There's like seven or eight wineries downtown Saratoga, and they should be allowed to do that coming up. But also, Napa and Sonoma County are both open for outdoor tasting. A lot of the indoor, all the indoors have been closed for now. They were open for a little bit, but outdoor tastings are open for now. So if you are still looking or wanting to or needing to or desire to visit the Napa and Sonoma areas, the Sonoma counties, Napa counties, then you may. I would call ahead and set up reservations because many are requiring that. Find out which wineries are doing tastings. Set an appointment, a reservation if you can or if you need to. Some are still doing first come, first serve. Some are by reservation or appointment only. So definitely, definitely, definitely call ahead. But you don't have to cancel everything or if you have a weekend or a Saturday or Sunday where you want to go wine tasting in wine country, you can do that. It's permissible right now. Just make sure you plan ahead, make some phone calls, and try to you know, basically have it planned out before you go. Unfortunately, that's how things are right now. Typically, you kind of have to anyways. A lot of the Napa wineries require reservations ahead of time or appointments, especially the weekends. Some of them in Sonoma County require that as well. But even more so now because they have to limit the capacity. The amount of people that are inside, or I shouldn't say inside, but on the property, because you have to make sure they're social distancing. Many require masks before or while you are checking in or walking around until you're seated or at your table. To wine taste, they want your mask on to ensure the safest environment possible for everybody, and not continue to spread the virus, because that is, in fact, you know, the reason why we are where we are, because of the spread and the ability for it to pass from people to people one way or another. So anyways, wine taste, get out there. Places are opening up. And as long as the county is being careful and cases are low, it's available. Lake County, where I was last week, did a fantastic job. Their cases have been extremely, extremely low. And I did not realize how many wineries there are in Lake County. It's unbelievable. I only stopped in at two. Boutique, boat, like a boat on the water. Boutique, like boutique winery, but with boats. Fantastic experience. You have to check them out. They're in Kelseyville, near Clear Lake. Unbelievable. The guy's got a classic old school boat showroom connected to the winery, with great wines and views, and it's just an amazing experience. And then you have Chase Water. They're also there in Kelseyville. Chase Water Winery. They've got some great wines. A huge, huge selection. $5 tasting, and you get to choose up to seven. I think I went through like 12 of them. It's just a great place to visit. They don't have a license to grow grapes on their property, which is out of this world. They grow olive trees because they make olive oil, and then they source grapes from other parts of Lake County. But great, amazing wines. So check them out. There's also, throughout Lake County, there must be at least 30 wineries when I was looking at it. It's insane. There's a ton of them. Most of them are open. Set up an appointment ahead of time. Some of them are closed for right now just because they're so small. It's not worth it. Downtown Kelseyville has a couple breweries and some restaurants open that you can go check out. So definitely look into those. All in all, at least in surrounding the Bay Area, there is openings for wine tasting and things to do. I am not 100% familiar with the rest of California. For example, I don't know Santa Barbara. I don't know Temecula. I know in LA and Orange County, things are a lot tighter. San Luis Obispo, I don't know. Mendocino County, I don't know. So please feel free to give me a shout out and let me know. But as for the Bay Area, things are open, and you know, wine tasting is a thing. So check it out, make an appointment, see what you can do, and you know, start trying to get back to normal and enjoying life, because that's what it's all about. I hate to be locked down and things go like this for a long time, but if you can get out and do the things that you enjoy doing responsibly and safely. Stay healthy, stay happy, and until next time, cheers. I'm finishing my wine here. Have a good night. Stay drunk. Hey guys, the Drunken Psalm here. This is the Drunken Hour, and I'm going to be talking about my travels. Actually, I just got back from Idaho over the weekend, or this last week, and I wanted to talk a bit about that. I also want to talk about San Diego a little bit, not a whole lot. Then I might go back and touch up on Atlanta, because I don't think I talked about Atlanta, or maybe I did. I'm actually sipping on an Elliston Cabernet Sauvignon from 2014. Elliston is actually kind of in a really unassuming area. It's a little small town called Sunol. It's in the East Bay area of the San Francisco Bay Area. just tiny town. It's in the middle of the, it's in the hills. Basically, when you're passing from the Bay Area out to the Central Valley, you have to go through Sunol, for the most part, you know, going east out of the East Bay, Southeast Bay, I guess, where from where I'm at. And so it's really unassuming. It's this really beautiful house, big, beautiful house with some wines on site, some grapes on site, but then they also source some of them. But it's a Cabernet Sauvignon, very tasty, very interesting. It was only like $32, I think, at the winery, but just a very unassuming place, and I like to support those small, you know, inconspicuous areas. So I grabbed the bottle. Tasty. But let's get to Idaho. Just got back from there. That was really cool. I went because it's very open. It's an open state. Not a lot of restrictions. Very few masks requirements. And being in California, I mean, we've got the strictest rules still. We still are the only state that does not allow indoor dining. Masks are required pretty much everywhere. They even want you to wear it outdoors, which is crazy. So it was nice to get out and get away from that. And the smoke and the heat that we had. I mean, we've had some crazy wildfires. And so can't eat inside, can't really go outside. So it's been just like, what do we do? So went to Idaho. And it was nice. The smoke kind of followed me, though, because there's some fires in Idaho. Plus, there's some in Washington, Oregon, too, so it wafted over. But it wasn't as suffocating, and I was able to dine in there in Idaho. I mean, indoor dining is readily available everywhere. There's hardly even social distancing inside. Only employees are required to wear masks. Few places won't, you know, require you to wear a mask inside, except in Boise, the capital, which is a large, large majority of the population. And my shuttle back to the hotel, back to the airport when I was leaving, I was speaking with a guy that was born and raised there. And he was telling me that, and I don't know if this is true or not, I'd have to look it up, but what he was saying is that the population of the state is 1.3 million and Boise itself, or like the Boise and surrounding area, of course, not Boise exactly, but the surrounding area around Boise was 1 million. Which wouldn't surprise me, but that sounds super extreme. I'll have to actually look it up, see if that's legit or not. I mean, so it makes sense that they're a little bit stricter there with the high density of population. But nonetheless, you know, it was nice being outside. I stayed in a place called Meridian, small town outside of Boise, near Nampa and Eagle. And Meridian's pretty big. There's quite a bit to do. You know, I went to bars, I went to restaurants and ate, and it was really nice. I met a lot of people. I have friends up there and that I haven't seen in years, and so it was good to hang out with them. But I did some hikes. I went on to a place called Jump Creek, which is amazing. This simple little hike through the trees and over a creek to this waterfall that was just outstanding. I swam out to it. It's just this little tiny pool that the water drops into. It's gorgeous. So that was neat. And then I went up to McCall, which is a small town about 2 to 2.5 hours northeast of Boise, and did a hike up at the Ponderosa State Park. Somewhat more work than the Jump Creek hike, but it wasn't one of those really strenuous type hikes. Just kind of through the rock, through the trees, along a marsh, which was really cool. We don't have marshes out here in California, like real marshes. And so it was really cool to see that. And it was expansive too. And then when we got to the top, there's a lookout. You climb about 200 feet in just a couple miles. So you get up pretty high and then you can just see for days. And the smoke kind of ruined it, but the view from up there was outstanding. You can actually go check out my Instagram at Drunken Psalm and see my archive story to see what those pictures and videos look like. It was really, really cool. And I imagine, you know, on a normal time of year without the smoke, that it was just the view would be outstanding. So that was really cool. I didn't get to do kayaking or rafting like I wanted to. Some plans had changed. But it was really cool otherwise. Boise was really nice. Small. Somewhat quiet, and right now during COVID things are closing early and it's hard to get into some places, but lots of bars, lots of restaurants, some great food, good cocktails. yeah, just had a really good time downtown. I rode a bike around. I stayed at the Grove Hotel, which is, you know, a local, it's a one-off property, but of course it is a sister property, Hotel 43. Both really nice. Grove is the nicer one. They've got the full gym, spa, pool. They've got a terrace, and they've got free bike rentals. They've got a free shuttle to and from the airport. So real, real nice place. It was really affordable right now. They've even got a bar down in the lobby, which was really cool. You can just walk in and grab a quick drink, take it up to your room, whatever. I got a couple while we were there. And yeah, it was really enjoyable. Some rooftop bars. Went to a tiki lounge on the rooftop. That was really cool. Yeah, mostly cocktails out there. I did go to Wine Country, Snake River Valley, which is the wine country that they have out there. It's about 45 minutes outside of Boise, close to an hour actually. And there's some really great wineries out there. Koenig, which I'm familiar with. I've heard of them before. K-O-E-N-I-G, Koenig Winery. I've heard of them before, and that's where they're located. It's a distillery, but also there's a winery there. Beautiful property, some good wines there. I also went to some smaller ones. Vizcaya.
Right, is that what it's called?
Yeah, Vizcaya. I bought a bottle from there, which I'll be featuring on my vlog. Let's see. I also went to Indian Creek Winery, where my friends are members. That was really cool. Had some wine tasting there, and they had wine slushies. That was really awesome. Those were that was really tasty. Got a little drunk from that one. And then I went to one other. Went to Koenig and Saint Chapelle, which is another major one there, and really nice, beautiful view. Again, the smoke kind of ruined it, but you get this really nice view sitting outside on the patio. It was really hot that day, so we went inside after a while, but really nice views from up there. They had cheese plates, and it's neighboring to Sawtooth, which is another cool little winery, basically on the same property, so that was nice. But when you're driving along the Snake River, that's really cool as well, and there's, you know, there's something like 30 wineries out there, so it's a quite substantial wine country. Now, to be honest, the wine isn't fantastic. It's not great. I'm a little spoiled coming from California, of course. I don't consider myself a wine snob, but when, you know, you come from a place where the wine is so amazing, like California, it's really, really hard to compete. You know, I've had wine out in Oklahoma. I've had wine in Idaho. I've had wine in Florida. And I've had wine from Illinois, out there in Illinois. And, you know, it's great that they have wine. All 50 states grow wine, grow grapes and make wine, and it's awesome. It's amazing that they're able to do that. But there are few competitors. California is definitely at the top. Oregon and Washington have some great wines too. And then you've got places like the Finger Lakes in New York and a few other places that really produce some great wine. I have not yet been to Texas Hill Country yet. I really want to make it out there. But that being said, I mean, Idaho, they're making wine, which is great. And there's a lot of wineries. It's huge up there. They've got this really big, you know, wine country kind of community going on, which is fantastic. It's exciting to see. Had to get up there myself. It's a beautiful, beautiful area. And I really, really enjoyed being there. So I recommend that if you do make it to Idaho and you're doing a lot of outdoorsy stuff, check out the Snake River Valley. It's kind of southeast part of Idaho. Real, real nice. I didn't get to make it to much of North Idaho by Coeur d'Alene or much, you know, much above, you know, midway point. So I don't know what the rest of the state looks like, but where I was at was really, really nice. The southwest and central part of the state. And I definitely plan on going back, especially to see what it's like without the smoke. And yeah, it was just a really, really nice vacation. Everybody was super nice. I stayed at a really beautiful bed and breakfast. If you're going to stay outside of Boise, check out Bella Vista, Idaho Bed and Breakfast. Robert and his wife are just super accommodating. It's a cute, cute little bed and breakfast. Great breakfast for the morning. Beautiful property, beautiful views. It was just outstanding and extremely affordable. So call them up and book your night or two there when you go. Shortly before that, I was down in San Diego. It was nice to get away from the smoke because that was kind of right in the heart of the smoke. There's no wine country down there. I mean, there is. In fact, I went to a winery down there.
I cannot remember the name of it.
But I stopped in, and you can actually check out my archive story for San Diego, I think. Did I archive that? I don't know. I should, though. But it was really cool. There's a little winery there, right in Ocean Beach. That's where we stayed. We started a VRBO overlooking the ocean, which was phenomenal. And after, you know, the whole lockdown COVID pandemic thing that had been happening to that point, it was really nice to get away and do something like that. Just kind of chill, relax, had some drinks, got really drunk a couple of nights, but it was a lot of fun. Made some TikToks and hung out in San Diego, which you can't beat. So that was really, really nice. I had a good time down there. Short trip, really affordable, and really, really enjoyable. Again, down in San Diego, or at least in Ocean Beach, it was more about the cocktails and beer. Not so much the mixology cocktails, but cocktails nonetheless. There's some really cool bars in Ocean Beach, though, and I need to go back. I guess I need to do a separate episode on San Diego because I can't remember a lot of the stuff. And then Atlanta. I'm going to actually talk about Atlanta separately. I don't want to take up too much time. I want to go back and refresh my memory of San Diego and Atlanta, and I'll make different episodes on those. But I want to talk about Idaho since that was fresh in my mind. I was there for a week, an entire week. Stayed outside of Boise for about 4 days and then 3 days in downtown, and that was really cool. So definitely pro Idaho, and I recommend you go visit Snake River Valley Wine Country, Boise. Downtown Boise is pretty cool. It's small, but there's a lot to do. And then Meridian, the town of Meridian, has some good stuff going on between them and Eagle. Eagle is like sitting right on top of Meridian. So there's some small town stuff going on. Movies are open, restaurants are open, bars, lots to do. And I definitely recommend going and checking it out. I do want to shout out, I can't remember the Italian restaurant that I went to there. It was something. Oh, The Wild West by Mamma Mia. Little tiny Italian restaurant, great food, really super nice people. And I was really excited because I went in there and nobody was wearing a mask and it felt normal. Not even the employees were wearing masks. And I asked the owner about it. She's this 22-year-old Italian girl. She's first generation. Her parents and her aunt own the restaurant. And they wanted it to, they're a small business, small personal family business that's been there for 6 years. And when they reopened 2 months after the beginning of the shutdown, they decided they weren't going to do masks because they wanted to keep that relationship with their regulars and anybody that came in. And they don't judge you and they don't, look down upon you if you wear a mask. If you want to and you feel comfortable that way, that's great. But the employees don't, and they don't require masks for you to go in there because they want to maintain that smile, that personal face-to-face relationship. And, you know, Idaho has a really, really low COVID count in terms of cases and deaths. So, you know, what they're doing in that area, including that restaurant, that's a big part of that out there in Eagle. It's downtown Eagle, by the way, about 20 minutes outside of Boise. So whatever they're doing out there in Boise in Idaho is working, and they're doing a good job. And I just want to commend this little tiny restaurant for being bold and taking that step. It felt really normal to go in, eat inside, have some beers, talk to somebody and people without masks on. And it was just really, really nice. So I'm going to leave you with that, and I'll follow up with San Diego and Atlanta later on. If I already did Atlanta, just ignore that. I can't remember if I did. I'll have to go look. But I'm going to sign off for the night, Sunday night, and I got to get ready for a week of work. And so I'm going to finish my Elliston cab and hit the hay. So until next time, cheers. And I hope everybody's doing well and taking care of yourselves and your family, but also still trying to enjoy life, getting out and doing things wherever you might be, hopefully seeing friends and family. And you know, looking on the positive side, and you know, staying active, staying busy, and you know, just appreciating life and being grateful. Cheers, guys.